Listener Production.
With your Queensland news briefing, hi, I'm Courtney Thomas. Queensland's recorded 25 flu-related deaths so far this year, and our Chief Health Officer is warning a third COVID wave is also now hitting the state. COVID infections have been on the rise throughout June, with 624 people in public hospitals yesterday, either with COVID-19 or influenza. John Gerard says the Sunny State is also experiencing an epidemic of RSV, with the biggest problems occurring in children. Meantime, the culture and accountability of the state government will be front and centre today with a review to be handed down. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk ordered the independent review into the issues and has already committed to accepting all recommendations. A manhunt continues in North Queensland this morning. It says three male prisoners escaped from the Townsville Correctional Centre last night. We're being told there's some significant rain on the way. Unseasonable falls for some parts of Queensland are expected towards the end of the week, with the tropics and coalfields to cop the most. Meanwhile, the Weather Bureau's issued a marine wind warning for much of our Queensland coastline today. We can expect strong gusts stretching from the southeast Gulf of Carpentaria right down to the Gold Coast. And the cost of living continues to rise. And Sophie Ryan from ISLEC says the end of the financial year is a good time for Queenslanders to review their expenses.
Times are tough and the end of financial year is a good time to shop around to see if you could find better value or save on all of your household expenses, including private health cover. For local residents who already have that private cover, end of financial year, it should be a good reminder to review it and make sure you're still getting value for money. And for locals without cover, now's a good time to think about whether or not you should take it out, particularly if you are a higher income earner or about to turn 31.
Just briefly checking sport now, and Australia's athletic squad for the Commonwealth Games has been named. The 85-strong squad includes 15 Queenslanders. 10 of them are making their Com Games debut. Listener.